Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Relations that support your values?
Two Men in a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots.
So get a move on. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Price increases at the pump are sure to follow. Oil today is trading in near record territory at almost $143 a barrel. Part of the reason is concern over tensions between Iran and Israel. And then there's that supply and demand element.
Eventually, we're going to achieve enough change on both sides of the ledger that crude oil prices will come down. The question that's really hard to answer is when that will happen.
Oil analyst Dan Lippe says it could take 5 years before supply and demand comes back into balance. High gas prices are hitting consumers in the pocketbook, and they're cutting back on a lot of things. This is auto analyst John McElroy.
We've seen a meltdown in the subprime market, which has really hit the housing market. Pickup truck sales are very much tied into new construction of new homes. There's a lot of people being laid off. That's in the headlines. Consumers are reluctant to go out and make a big ticket purchase.
And because of that, oil sales figures due out today are expected to show a drop to their lowest monthly rate in 16 years. Several automakers are predicting a double-digit dip. The safest place to drive may be Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Researchers at Allstate analyzed 2 years of internal crash data to calculate the chance that drivers in 193 of the nation's most populated cities would be involved in an accident. Allstate found that Sioux Falls motorists are 31.6% better than the national rate of one accident every 10 years. Allstate plans to give away free gas at a Sioux Falls filling station to reward residents for their ranking. I'm Ross Simpson.
John McCain today told a meeting of sheriffs in Indianapolis he wants to crack down on child predators.
Under a bill that I've authored and intend to sign into law as president, we're going to get serious against internet predators.
And Barack Obama today is campaigning on the issue of faith. This is AP Radio News. Remember the writer's strike? Well, the word strike isn't being used this time around, but the contract between movie and TV actors and major Hollywood studios is now expired. AP's Rosalie Fox reports an offer made by producers is already being criticized by the actors' union.
SAG's chief negotiator says the offer would have actors forego residuals for productions made specifically for new media. He predicts it would mean the beginning of the end of residuals altogether.
Both sides say they will continue to work under the old contract while these negotiations continue. A ruling against Walmart. A Minnesota judge has ruled the retailer cut short employees' rest and meal breaks and then forced them to work off the clock. He says that means that Walmart violated the state's labor laws 2 million times over. He also awarded the plaintiffs in a class action suit $6.5 million in compensatory damages. A huge catfish in Germany apparently choked to death after trying to chow down a soccer ball. The fish was found dead floating on the surface of a canal with a blue and white ball in its mouth. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. Get a little help from your friends. Beatlemania Live is back at Casino Arizona Showroom July 30th through August 3rd. Get your tickets today at Casino Arizona's box office or at Ticketmaster.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you still owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? Still? Okay, one more time. This is Rich Boggs again, founder and CEO of Nationwide Tax Relief. I run one of the largest tax relief firms in the country. If you are still suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. We just saved a business owner in Kentucky $2.9 million in penalties, a landmark settlement, and we just helped a single mom in New York. IRS was levying her bank account and her wages, and we lifted both levies in 72 hours. Yeah, happy client. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, call Nationwide. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 800-227-1992. That's 800-227-1992. Call 800-227-1992.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your Air Force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your Air Force, at 480-538-9184. Or at northvalleymechanical.com.
Ecotality is a renewable energy company that acquires and commercially advances clean electric technologies and applications. Offering a wide variety of alternative energy solutions, Ecotality is working to reduce the world's dependence upon carbon-based fuels, from hydrogen and solar products to the development and installation of electric vehicle charging stations. Ecotality is advancing clean electric technologies to meet the world's increasing energy demands. For more information, please visit ecotality.com. Invest in a cleaner and greener future today. Invest in Ecotality. ETLY.OB.
For 20 years, radio guys have been saying about right-wing talk radio, relax, it's just entertainment.
I'll tell you when there'll be peace. When everybody in the Middle East is dead.
Nobody takes it serious. It's just fun.
So what's wrong with killing the mothers and the babies?
How entertaining.
You know what I get them for a first birthday? I put a grenade up their butts and light it. Happy birthday, baby. Bye-bye.
Hate is boring. The future is here. The official radio station of the future. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman,
where smart people get their news.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Oh, it's great to be back from Denmark, from Europe, where even the conservatives, even the most vitriolic right-wingers, which is mostly about the immigration issue in Denmark, believe that having free college education for everybody is an investment. You pay a dollar in, you get $10 back in tax revenues over the lifetime of the person. That free health care for everybody is an investment. That free... it just goes on and on. You heard the whole show last week. In any case, it's great to be back. And a special tip of the hat to our new listeners in Dallas and in Atlanta. I'll be giving you more information about that as the show goes on. Two new stations coming online today on July 1st, and we're very pleased to be on both. Right now, Dinesh D'Souza is with us, author and speaker. He writes a daily blog for AOL.com, weekly column for townhall.com, former policy analyst in the Reagan White House, John M. Olin Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He works at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. His most recent books, What's So Great About America, What's So Great About Christianity, The Enemy at Home. Dinesh, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be back.
Good to have you with us. Oh, by the way, I should mention your website, DineshD'Souza.com, DineshD'Souza.com is your website. You have a post here, Monday, June 30th, your latest piece for townhall.com, that, in my opinion, steps over a line that I've been unwilling to step over up to this point. And because I don't want to say because you did it first, I'm going to, but it seems that broadly speaking, my response to you has to be the response, at least of people who are interested on this side. Your pitch, first of all, you say Michelle Obama is the force behind Barack Obama's refusal to embrace traditional patriotic symbols. First of all, what?
Well, look, here's the interesting thing with Obama. His speeches are amazingly, he conveys an aura of patriotism, love of America, traditional values, and so on. And
maybe that's because he's patriotic, he loves America, and he was raised with traditional values.
I don't doubt it. But then you've got these...
Then why do you attack his wife?
Well, you've got these little anomalies, okay? And that is, his wife says, hey, I'm proud of America for the first time. Barack says...
She did not say that she was proud of America for the first time. She said she was really proud of America for the first time, and she made it very clear, if you listen to the speech, and afterwards, of the context of it was that she was proud of how engaged Americans are in the political process.
Right, but for the
and that really is the first time in her life. The last time young people were that engaged in the political process was in the 1960s, the election of Jack Kennedy, and she was just a little tiny child at the time.
Right, but look, we can argue about this, but the point I'm trying to make is you've got a relatively unknown figure, Obama, coming on the scene, and you've got some anomalies. You've got the Reverend Wright in the background. Well, you have to agree the Reverend Wright's rhetoric is quite inconsistent with the kind of pro-American pitch of Obama.
His occasional out-of-context rhetoric, but that's nothing compared to Hagee's. Let's have a war in the Middle East and so that all the Jews can either convert to Christianity or die. I mean, that's what the advisors of McCain are saying. But here's my question for you, Dinesh D'Souza. If you're going to write a piece titled Michelle Obama's Inferiority Complex, and you're going to say stuff like she was granted affirmative action, well, by the way, so was Colin Powell and so was Condoleezza Rice, you're going to attack the grammar of her master's thesis, et cetera, you're going to attack his wife, then isn't it time for people on my side to say, Cindy McCain stole narcotics? She stole narcotics from her own damn charity. She did it for years. Her husband knew about it and covered it up and lied about it. She committed felonies. Her husband committed felonies. There has never been any accountability of this. In fact, nobody's even talking about it because there's a general consensus that one doesn't attack the spouse of a politician.
Well, but I don't think there is such a consensus. And I think that if what you say is true, it's something that should be reported. Look, we've had...
It has been reported. You know, Phoenix News Times did back, you know, this is back 1994, September 8th, 1994, did a 14-page story about it in great detail. Not just all of the times that she was stealing drugs, she was using drugs, she was overdosing on drugs. We're talking serious narcotics here, but also that she got the guy who was the director of her own charity because she set the thing up and she helped fund it and she was theoretically the boss of the guy who was the boss to cover up for her.
Well, I'll leave it for you to open up on her, but the point I want to make about Michelle Obama, she gives speeches where she basically talks about how she and others have had to work harder because they have to be better than everybody else to get ahead. And the point I wanted to make, she says things like, everyone told me you're not good enough to go to Princeton, but when I got there, I found out I was better than everybody else, and so on. So what I'm getting at is, it's not unreasonable when you consider that first ladies have a lot
I'm
of influence.
Better than
look
everybody
Hillary
else.
Look at
here is what she said. She said, all my life I have confronted people who have a certain expectation of me. Every
right.
step of the way, there's been people telling me what I couldn't do. When I applied to Princeton, they said, you can't go there. Your test scores aren't high enough. That's not saying I was better than everybody else.
No, but she goes on to say that when she got there, she discovered that this was all a myth, that actually she was better. So the point I'm trying to make is it's not unreasonable. Look, we've had Eleanor Roosevelt. We've had Hillary Clinton. First ladies can have a lot of influence, and clearly Michelle Obama is not someone who's staying in the background. She's out in front. She is a team with Barack. So it's not unreasonable to say, well, where's this woman coming from? What's her background?
And I think where this woman is coming from is she's coming from the experience of growing up African American in a country that for 400 years treated African Americans as animals and slaves, and only in her generation fully enfranchised them.
Right, but what you get with the Obamas is when Obama's campaigning one time, he'll say, I've got traditional, Midwestern values. Then somewhere else he goes, well, I've lived in Hawaii, I've lived in Indonesia, I've had Muslims in my background. I'm a really international guy. So what I'm saying is here's an...
When has he said he's had Muslims in his background?
What?
Come on, hey, stop perpetuating this.
No, look, I'm the last person to accuse him of you know, being a sort of a you know, some kind of an Islamic radical. In fact, I've been critical of the sort of, you might say, liberation theology within Christianity that I think Obama espouses. But I'm not one of these guys who's peddling
he's,
that.
He's not
I'm
an.
I'm simply saying that at one point he's
Dinesh, let's talk. You're saying essentially that Michelle Obama and Barack Obama are not patriotic. Let's talk about true patriotism. You've got
not patriotic. I'm simply saying that they have embraced a kind of racial ideology which they're now trying to camouflage because it's politically unacceptable.
You've got John McCain, who's one of his big proponents out there, Carly Fiorina, who was leading Hewlett Packard. That company stashed $14 billion overseas just in 2004, reducing their tax rate from 35 to 12%. There's no shortage of companies that have done this, that are doing this. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars that are being stashed overseas. You've got John McCain totally lobby, you know, all these lobbyists and whatnot working with it. He's going down to Colombia for the Colombia Free Trade Deal, and he's got all these lobbyists who've worked on his campaign who have made millions of dollars working for the Colombia junta that murders people. How can you talk about patriotism when John McCain is embracing companies and people who are moving American jobs overseas, who are refusing to pay U.S. taxes, who I would say are not just anti-patriotic, but at least economically traitors to the United States, and instead you're sitting around talking about, well, Michelle Obama 30 years ago in her master's thesis didn't use good English. Give me a break.
So look, you know, here you are, you're making all these accusations about McCain. You think that those are completely, and Cindy McCain, and you think that those are perfectly okay, but some.
No, I said anytime somebody says to me that Michelle Obama is, anytime anybody wants to attack Michelle Obama, I'm going to say one sentence, Cindy McCain stole drugs from her own charity.
But what I'm saying is, all I did in my post is I quoted a paragraph from Michelle Obama's thesis, which has grammatical errors, illiteracy.
So the
nouns don't agree with the verbs. What it shows is this is a clear case of someone who, far from being oppressed, has actually gotten a leg up. And then throughout her career, God bless her.
God bless her. But what does that have to do with the fact that John McCain is surrounded with people who are stealing from America, and you're not calling them out as anti-patriotic?
Maybe I'll post on McCain another time, but the point I'm making is Ellis Coase, the Newsweek writer, had a book a few years ago called The Rage of the Privileged Class, and he talked about the peculiarity that many successful middle-class African-Americans who have actually gotten a leg up throughout their education and their careers have nevertheless developed this peculiar anger at the society that's given him that.
How about the successful guys who marry beer heiresses worth $100 million and then surround themselves with lobbyists who make millions of dollars supporting a murderous regime in Colombia, flying down to Colombia to support those guys in busting unions and offshore in U.S. profits? That's not equally treasonous?
Or
anti-patriotic?
I think we should scrutinize both the candidates. I don't know what you're talking about exactly, but I think it should be looked at.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll leave it at that. Dinesh D'Souza, DineshD'Souza.com is website. Dinesh, always interesting talking with you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me on.
16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars.
This is Tom Hartman. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
These days, the fastest thing on the road is the rising price at the pump. And when it comes to gas mileage, what you get out of your car depends on what you put into it. Napa Auto Parts can help you get the most out of every gallon with Quaker State conventional motor oil, just $2.19 per quart. Quaker State oils are designed with advanced friction fighters to help increase fuel economy and engine reliability. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Who's always there for you? Your mum? But sometimes she's a bit chatty with you. Oi, when are you going to get a girlfriend business? Now, GEICO, they're always there for you. They have been for over 70 years. They insure over 8 million policyholders, and their customer satisfaction is at 97%. With GEICO service, no wonder it's the third largest automobile insurance company. Your mum might cook better, but everything else, it's a very close call.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Zach White, co-founder of 76 Mortgage, and I'd like to talk to you about the current real estate market in Phoenix. Right now is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to purchase a home in Arizona. Foreclosures, short sales, and bank-owned properties have reached an all-time high. So what does this market mean for you? Simply put, banks are not in the business of owning vacant single-family homes. It is in their best interest to sell these homes as quickly as possible to avoid further losses. This has created a small window of opportunity to buy a home well below market value. We at 76 Mortgage are still offering rates in the fives and the sixes, and we are still offering no money out of pocket financing to qualified borrowers. To further help our clients take advantage of this amazing opportunity, we've joined forces with real estate agents who specialize in this type of market. For more information, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626, or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
The primaries are over. The candidate is locked. And now it's up to all of us to make sure we don't get four more years of this.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives must unite to take our country back. 1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party tonight. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era.
Yes, we can. Yes,
the 1480 KPHX Unity Party. Tonight, after work, starting at 5 p.m. At 1130, The Restaurant. At 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. Details at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Gerald Richard for County Attorney. Sun Cellular Wireless Repair. Howard Shanker for Congress. Fighting for the people of Arizona. And 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. Hey, it's the day they've been waiting for in Dallas and Atlanta. Welcome to Rational Radio, AM 1360 in Dallas and Green AM 1640 in Atlanta. To our friends in both cities, we're so pleased to be on your stations. We're so pleased to be live on your stations. And to our new listeners, our telephone number, today is July 1st. We are doing a live show today. And tomorrow, Mark Maron will be filling in for me. And then Thursday and Friday, the 4th of July weekend, we'll be filling best of shows. So even if you hear the phone number on those days, those will be best of shows. But nonetheless, I'm here, and it's live, and we're live. And our phone number, toll-free all across the United States, which includes Atlanta and Dallas, is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Let me just say this about that. I've known about Cindy McCain's addiction to drugs forever. I mean, it's, you know, it's been no secret. This was in the early 1990s this came out. And I have never, since John McCain first entered the race, never mentioned it on this radio program. And I don't intend to mention it again. I want to say, and I said this, I prefaced my comments to Dinesh by saying this. I think it's out of line. I think it's over the line. I think it's inappropriate to be attacking the spouse of a political leader. It's like going after Laura Bush because she sold pot when she was in college. Big deal. And if anything, I want to say I have nothing but empathy for Cindy McCain.
being addicted to prescription drugs and being so badly addicted that you have to steal them from your own. She had to have been going through hell. Absolute hell. Now, all of that said, anytime a right winger comes into any venue and starts attacking the wife of the Democratic candidate, Barack Obama, I think the answer, frankly, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong on this, as I said, I don't think that it should ever be said gratuitously. I don't think it should ever be said in any other context. But I think the answer needs to be, oh, you want to talk about the wife of the presidential candidates? Cindy McCain stole pills from a medical aid charity that she headed up. She used the names of unsuspecting employees to get prescriptions and broke the law and never had to pay a penalty for it. Period. And just let them sputter about Michelle Obama. That's, you know, the beginning and end of what I want to say about that. I think the larger issue about patriotism is, do you believe in this country? If you believe in this country, if you really love this country, then why, Accenture, have you relocated to Bermuda to save over a huge amounts of taxes with over $1 billion in total federal contracts? Why has Carnival Corporation made the statement in their 10-K forms, quote, we believe that substantially all of our income, with the exception of U.S. source income from transportation, hotel, and tour business, is exempt from U.S. federal income taxes. Why? Reincorporated in Panama. Cooper Industries of Houston, reincorporated in Bermuda. They're saving $55 million a year. They got 63 contracts with the Navy, with the Department of Interior and Department of Defense. Ingersoll Rand. You think this is a good company, right? American company based in Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. Actually, for corporate purposes, they do business out of a mail out of a post box in Bermuda. They're saving $40 million a year in taxes. They have 271 contracts with the Navy, the Army, the Defense Department. How about Tyco International? They save $400 million just in 2001 alone. They have over $1 billion in U.S. federal contracts with the Bush administration, but they incorporated in Bermuda, so they're not paying much in U.S. taxes. Or the Halliburton subsidiaries, who are now in offshore tax havens, not paying U.S. taxes on all the money that we're giving them. AOC Services, based in Jersey, the British Island. Avalon Financial Services in the Cayman Islands. These are all divisions of Halliburton. Baryard Caribbean in Jersey. Brown and Root in the Caymans. Brown and Root International in Panama, Caspian Transco in the Caymans, Dresser Industries in Liechtenstein, Dresser Investments in the Netherlands, CI Limited in the Cayman Islands. The list goes on for two pages. These are just the divisions of Halliburton that have incorporated offshore so they don't have to pay taxes in the United States. And Dick Cheney and this administration and the Republicans who are supporting this and John McCain and all his lobbyist buddies who are lobbied up to their eyeballs dare to call themselves patriots? Dare to call themselves patriots? How can you be patriotic and not support your nation's essential infrastructure? How can you say that you're a patriot and then say, oh, no, we've got to cut taxes for millionaires and billionaires, so if a bridge falls down in Minneapolis, well, big deal. You know, yeah, it's an, our infrastructure is so crumbling because 30 years of Reaganism, 30 years of...
So, all those clowns...
Oops, sorry, wrong button.
I've always felt the nine most terrifying words in the English language are... I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
30 years of that insane mentality has led to a dramatic drop from 71% down to now 15% is the maximum income tax millionaires and billionaires pay if they make their living sitting on their butt around the pool waiting for the dividend checks to arrive. A dramatic cut in taxes for millionaires and billionaires. A doubling of the taxes on average working people since Reagan came in. More than a doubling on the taxes of average working people since Reagan came into office. And who's not paying taxes now? Corporations. Corporations are not paying taxes. In 1952, they paid 32% of the tax load. Today, 7%. 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the Forward. That's 800-845-2300.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
As lines in Baghdad, I'm Rita Foley. Iraq has more oil than almost any other nation on Earth, but they're not very good at getting it to their people at the moment. That explains the two-mile-long gas lines along the streets of Baghdad. Here at home, we can get the gas. The problem is paying for it. It's $4.09 a gallon at the moment, according to the AAA. Analyst Jim Ritterbush says maybe the price will come down.
Maybe not down to $3 gasoline pump prices, but certainly back down toward $3.25, maybe $3.50 cents per gallon, in my opinion.
As of today, California law prohibits 16 and 17-year-olds from using cell phones while driving to talk or text. This kid in San Francisco says that's okay with her.
I think it's a good rule, and if you can wait till you're 18 to talk on your cell phone with the hands-free set.
The town of Gualala, California, is banning fireworks for the 4th of July. They don't want to disturb the birds. I'm Rita Foley.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias. And Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
The news has been canceled. You understand. Well, they love to invoke this fact. We're a nation at war. How do you know? How does anybody know that we're at war besides that they want to wiretap us and make us very afraid of something? Just be very afraid. Poison pen guns, there's exploding cows out there, plastic baggies. Be very afraid of plastic baggies.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program. Live on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
That's right.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program, brought to you by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors, particularly our sponsors on our local stations. And by the way, if you hear a sponsor and you think, hey, you know, I don't like that company, or I'm not going to, why is that company? Find other companies that should be advertising with them and say, hey, did you know that you got a local progressive station? You got a lot of, you know, good upscale listeners who want to listen to them. Anyhow, get them out there, get them advertising, and support the folks who are advertising that you can support. And in most cases, that's the vast majority of them. And I'd like to mention our program, the Tom Hartman Program, brought to you in part by the Teamsters, another group worthy of support, fighting to stop the unfair trade deal with Colombia, where John McCain just happens to be right now, sucking up to the legal terroristas. I've spent a lot of time in Bogota and down in the Medellin Valley. I wrote about it in a book of mine called The Prophet's Way. I have a real problem with John McCain being down in Colombia right now, where they murder trade unionists. Anyhow, you can find out more about that at Teamster.org. Teamster singular. 1-866-303-2270, our number. Ron in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening to WPTT. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hey, Tom. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Three quick things. As I was listening to your discussion about the companies that have taken things offshore, I recall that a few years ago, I think Stanley Tools up in Connecticut did the same thing, and I wrote them a quick note, email, and said, you know, I find this distasteful, and they sent me back sort of a smug response saying, well, we're really doing it just to help our shareholders and take a flying leap.
Yeah.
One other question as regards that. If corporations are considered individual under the legal code, then can we all reincorporate in Bermuda well and not pay taxes?
Wouldn't that be nice? Actually, wouldn't that be tragic? Because then America would be a shell. And that's what's happening, is these corporations are moving away and they're leaving a shell for us behind. It's wrong for corporations to do it. It would be wrong for people to do it. But your point is well taken.
Hey, Tom, one more thing, and this is the reason I called in the first place. I just caught the end of your discussion with Mr. D'Souza, and it made me first wonder whether, if they're that scared that they have to go after Ms. Obama's thesis from Princeton many years ago, and I worried that if anybody ever looked at stuff I wrote that long ago, it would be really scary. But the fact of the matter is we currently have somebody who graduated apparently from Yale who probably couldn't tell a noun from a verb, and if that's anything to say about somebody's ability to be president or first lady, then we all know the person that currently can't speak not only the
king. Oh, you're talking about the current resident of the White House.
I would be, yes.
Yes. You know, I don't know why it didn't occur to me. It's like one of those things that's it's laying right in front of you. You don't notice it. I can't believe that when he went after Michelle Obama's scrambling syntax that I didn't throw George W. Bush back at him. Ron, thank you very much for that. That's great. Excellent. Carol in Woodhaven, New York. Hey, Carol, welcome.
Hey,
Tom, that you and the previous caller kind of stole my thunder, because I just couldn't believe how bankrupt these Republicans are, that they would have to go after grammatical errors in Michelle Obama's master's thesis.
Right.
How bankrupt is that? And on top of that, I just want to tell you, as a former cheerleader and dancer, I was jumping up and down when you went after Dinesh. This man is the most conservative nitpicker I have ever seen in my life. He goes after people. And I truly believe that at this point, the Republican Party knows that John McCain is not the guy for them, but they have no choice but to hang on to him. Mm-hmm. And so they're finding all kinds of little things to pick out about the Obamas. And I have to tell you, when you attacked him about the Cindy McCain issue, the other thing I wanted to say is that look how John McCain treated the first Mrs. McCain. And if we're going to start doing this wife story stuff, we're all going to be in trouble. Let's please stick to the issues. But
I agree, Carol. I think it's the wrong place to go. And for example, I think in the last year or so, I've only once mentioned John McCain having left his first wife, apparently having an affair with his second one before, you know, during that time, and that she was disfigured. And the whole tragic story, because it's a human tragedy. And he came back from war, and he was damaged. She was, you know, horribly disfigured by her car accident. Who are we to judge other people? You know, I mean, that's their personal life. It's their personal life.
And none of the Democrats have gone after him on those issues. And yet they feel obliged to do that with Michelle Obama. And I wish people, one more thing, Tom, and I'll let you go. I wish people would get straight what Michelle Obama actually said, because she said for the first time in her adult life. They always leave out the adult part to try to make it a little bit more scary that she's not patriotic. But she said for the first time in her adult life, and as a woman of color, I have to agree with her. I have never seen so much enthusiasm, because I was too young during Kennedy's time. Yeah. And so I've never seen this kind of enthusiasm before, and I'm proud of what she said. I don't think that she needs to apologize for it at all. And thank you for everything you do, Tom. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Carol, and thanks so much for the call. I agree, and I agree with the sentiment. And in fact, I want to say that for the first time in my adult life, maybe not the totally first time, but I'm a child of the 60s. I mean, you know, I'm in my 50s, and I remember the 60s, and I remember the enthusiasm and the excitement. I mean, I was part of it. I was out in the streets getting gassed and you know, part of the anti-war demonstrations. And before that, actually, and when I was 13 years old in 1964, when Barry Goldwater was running for president, another guy who called out the idealists, I went door to door for Barry Goldwater with my dad, who was high up in the Ingham County Republican Party in Lansing, Michigan. And for Barry Goldwater, 3 years later, I'm out at MSU in the streets, you know, getting gassed, tear gassed in an anti-war demonstration. But the point is that I remember the enthusiasm and energy, the pro Goldwater and the pro, Bobby Kennedy and just the whole, right across the board, the whole thing. I remember it well. And it went underground for 30 years, and it's back. And I'm proud that it's back, too. So I just want to toss that in and say that. Anyhow, Charles in Kentucky. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
Well, I thought maybe since we're going to play this, go after Obama's wife and everything else, we can still go after McCain in another way here.
How's that?
I mean, let's face it. Now, they're claiming that Obama, because of his middle name, Hussein, is a secret Muslim. Well, we can prove that John McCain is a secret Muslim, even more dangerous than Obama.
How's that?
First of all, it's really good on him that he adopted his one daughter from Bangladesh.
A Muslim country.
That's right. So it's obvious right then and there that they must be secret Muslims because they're adopting Muslim children.
Oh, so he actually, yeah, that's a much closer relation than you know, your father's family when you haven't seen your father since you were 2 years old or something like that. Yeah, isn't it tragic, Charles? I realize that you're saying this tongue in cheek. Isn't it tragic that we even have to have this conversation rather than talking about health care and the price of gas?
Well, the only reason they're doing that is because they don't have any solutions to any of the problems. Their only solution is to give tax cuts to the rich, mess up the middle class, get rid of it because they're a danger to their way of thinking.
Yep.
Because let's face it, no active middle class, because you've already mentioned it from the 64 all the way up to about 72, really, even later than that. The active middle class was fighting against an improper war and improper government activities.
You're absolutely right. Charles Wells said, thank you very much. Yeah, there have been two times in the third hour of our program. We're going to get into the first one in the 1770s when there was a very strong middle class in the United States. Quite different than today's. I mean, it was much more limited. It was white. It was mostly male. But nonetheless, there was a strong middle class in the 1770s, and there was a strong middle class in the 1970s. And for 100 years in between, there wasn't. There was mostly just the working poor in the United States and the very, very rich, the era of the robber barons. And when that strong middle class emerged in the 1770s and in the 1960s and 70s, what happened? They fought back. They stood up and they said, we want our rights. African Americans said they want our rights. Gays said they want their rights. Women said they, in the 60s, in the 70s. And that is something that conservatives cannot brook. They will not go with it. So what are they doing? They're attacking, as they do so well, they're attacking the women. Dan in San Diego, California. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, since that guy brought up the daughter, I thought I'd throw something in. I think Cindy adopted that daughter without prior approval from John.
That's right. And, she brought the girl home with her from Bangladesh. But John McCain, to his credit, adopted the girl and has they've raised them. I mean, you know, this is not a bad thing.
What would Rush say about that? You know what he'd say about that? He'd say she's a feminazi, you know, she's wearing the pants in the house and she has his testicles in a lockbox. I called about this double standard in the media, you know, like they were saying like, oh, Wesley Clark's going after McCain's military service. Well, what about them going after McCain's military service in 2000 or going after Max Cleland? Or what about when they went after Kerry, you know, they were saying, oh, he married this wealthy heiress. Yeah. There's this double standard in the media, and, you know, that's the big part of the problem, you know, including
the
corporate media.
Yeah, I agree. And with regard to the Wes Clark thing, I just want to say one thing real quickly, and thank you, Dan, for the call. I believe, first of all, you know, what Wes Clark said was right. Being shot down does not qualify you as president. You could say the same thing about Barack Obama. Having a law degree from Harvard doesn't qualify you as president. Being qualified as president is the whole gestalt, the whole package. And it's either there or it's not. But I think that all the Sturm und Drang, all the false, oh my God, all the hysteria being whipped up on the right and in the corporate media is to prevent Wes Clark from becoming vice president. That's what they're afraid of. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it.
We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at consolidatedauto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Oh, brother, I can't get through. I've been trying hard to reach you, 'cause I don't know what to do.
Well, I can believe this, as Tom Dwyer, one of the great auto mechanics in the world, Tom Dwyer Automotive here in Portland, Oregon, gave me this gift, the Bush backwards clock. 202 days, 12 hours, 0 minutes, 10 seconds until George Bush voluntarily leaves office. And we can all sing Oh Happy Days. Isn't that a great one? 1-866-303-2270, our phone number. Gene in Wisconsin. Hey, Gene, what's on your mind today? Jean?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to say that I appreciate your defense of Michelle Obama, and I think you have a very reasonable policy of you don't go after the wives. On the other hand, if the other side is going to go after them, then it is fair game. And I like that you were very reasoned and factual about the information about Cindy McCain. It is out there, and if, I think that if they want to go after Michelle Obama, then they make it fair game to go after Cindy McCain.
I want them to feel like if they bring up anything, any of these spurious, I consider them spurious, you know, virtually irrelevant attacks on Michelle Obama, that they're going to get kicked in the teeth with Cindy McCain's drug addiction. And so they're just going to get very, very wary about doing that. And I think right across the board, we should all take that position, that we don't gratuitously go after Cindy McCain. She had a rough time in her life. You know, God bless her. She made it through. But if John McCain has never condemned these kind of attacks against Michelle Obama, by the way, if they're going to countenance these kinds of attacks against the wife of our candidate, then we will simply say people in glass houses should not throw stones.
That's right. Because, in fact, we didn't do that. The John Kerry campaign didn't do that. And we saw them take a true patriot who fought in Vietnam and turn him into an unpatriotic guy. And we saw them take a guy who evaded the draft and made him a patriot. And so if you don't respond, then you end up having black as white. And so it is important to do it. But I like that you've done it in a very reasoned fashion. And I think important. I think that we have to get a lot of the emotion. When you get involved with a lot of the emotion, it becomes a Rush Limbaugh kind of a moment.
Well, I've got to tell you, I have a lot of emotion about this. I am really upset that these guys are trying to go after Michelle Obama. It's just that I one of the things that I learned long ago, because my father died a Republican, you know, 2 years ago when he died of cancer that he actually got from the workplace. You know, I mean, this whole tragic story. But I was sitting right there with him as he died. And you know, with my hand on his shoulder, and I looked up, and there on the wall next to him was a picture of me shaking hands with the Pope and a picture of George Bush on the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln. I mean, he died a Republican, and for 40 years I fought with my dad about politics. It started out when I was 16 years old. He threw me out of the house, you know, for 2 weeks over a debate about Vietnam. But over the years, I learned how to have a very impassioned debates that don't turn into blood on the floor. And I think it's a lesson, hopefully, that we all need to learn. Gene, I got to move along, but thank you so much for the call. It was very kind of you, and I appreciate your kind words. James in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I liked your show in Denmark, and I hope you do more overseas shows. It's good to hear how other people live.
Thank you. We're actually right now looking at the possibility of doing a show around the weekend of Thanksgiving from Germany. I've lived there. I have a lot of friends there. I'm interested in getting into the German healthcare system and getting that back on the air.
That'll be wonderful. I'm calling you about Wesley Clark's statement, and when I heard it, I was so happy because he brought up an issue that I've been concerned about, and everyone seems to dance around, and no one wants to touch. And I knew it was going to be a hot wire issue, and I hoped it would bring up a debate about, you know, is getting shot down in your plane makes you a hero, and that's, you know, a qualification for president. Right. And I'm actually a little bit upset that the Obama campaign just seems to have shot down someone who was defending Senator Obama.
The problem is, James, that it was nuanced, and Americans don't do nuance. American politics doesn't do nuance. And you know, the subtlety, I mean, it was obvious. What Wes Clark was saying was no one thing, essentially, and particularly getting shot down in a fighter plane, makes you qualified to be president of the United States. There's a whole package of things that make somebody qualified to be president of the United States. And Clark, by the way, is continuing to defend what he said. The problem is that, as has been pointed out by numerous commentators, is that whenever we're having a conversation about John McCain and Vietnam and his war service, which is broadly perceived by most Americans to be heroic, then we're not talking about McCain's Iraq policy. We're not talking about McCain's desire to privatize Social Security. We're not talking about McCain's desire to destroy our health care system. We're not talking about McCain's support of wiretapping on innocent Americans. We're not talking about McCain wanting to immunize Americans. We're not talking about McCain not wanting to prosecute the war criminals in the Bush administration. We're not talking about McCain's support of the Afghanistan and the Iraq invasions, and on and on and on and on and on. So, I think that to that extent, I agree with the punditocracy that Wes Clark put his foot in his mouth. Not that he said anything wrong or incorrect. As I said, I agree with what he said. But I think he did it inartfully. I think he should have said, something to the effect of, I think that, you know, as president of the United States, there's a lot of issues that have to be looked at. And McCain doesn't do well on the issue of taxes. He doesn't, you know, I mean, he could have just deflected it and turned it around. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he didn't, that McCain instead did that. Ken in Baltimore. Hey, Ken, I only got about a half a minute here before we got to wrap up the show here this hour. Not the show, but this hour.
Real quick, John McCain said on many occasions that he didn't even love America until he got captured. So if they want to go after Barack wife on that, maybe they need to chew on that one.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And also, you know, I know that you were going to mention that he had denounced America from Vietnam. But, he, you know, the guy was The guy was being tortured. I'll cut him slack on that. I absolutely will. This is where, again, I think that unfortunately, the conversation is going in the wrong direction. It needs to be about how McCain is trying to destroy America, not what he did 30 years ago. 57 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With gas prices topping $4.08 a gallon, it seems like buying a new big car or truck is just out of the question for a lot of people. Automakers are starting to release their June sales figures today. There are big losses. Ford says U.S. sales plummeted by almost 28%. The sharp drop-off in June followed some buying in May. Auto industry analyst John McElroy says some models were hot sellers that month.
In May, consumers literally cleaned out small fuel-efficient cars. There's almost nothing in inventory right now, and there's a mad rush on the part of the auto industry to try and replenish those stocks.
Oil analyst Jim Rutterbush says the key for those people who are buying is energy efficiency.
If there's any good news, is that we're simply prompting a very strong conservation effort with these high prices.
Oil is trading today at almost $143 a barrel, and analyst Dan Lippe doesn't see those prices coming down anytime soon.
My guess would be that it's not too likely that we're going to see a significant decline in prices in the next 6 months. But in the next 5 years, we will.
Well, as those oil prices soar, stocks are tumbling. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down by more than 120 points. There's a new battle over guns, this time involving the nation's busiest airport. City officials in Atlanta in charge of the airport have declared it a gun-free zone. But a new law that took effect today says that guns are allowed. It allows people with a concealed weapons permit to carry guns into restaurants, state parks, and on public transportation. Gun rights supporters have filed suit to challenge the gun-free zone. In California, cool, damp weather has returned to the area around the Big Sur wildfire. In the past few weeks, hot weather, rough terrain, and lightning storms have been making it tough on firefighters. A judge has ruled that Walmart has violated workers' rights in cutting short their rest periods and meal breaks and then forcing them to work off the clock. This is AP Radio News. One of the keys to victory in the last two presidential elections for Republicans was strong support for George Bush by evangelical Christians. That trend may not hold up this year.
Evangelicals don't appear to be warming to John McCain, says religion expert Sally Steenland at the Center for American Progress.
I don't think there is that sort of emotional compatibility where people warm up to him and say, I'm going to get out the vote for him, I'm going to work for him really hard.
Could be bad timing.
Let's say John McCain had run in 2000. If he had won the primaries and he had been the presidential candidate, would he be the evangelical favorite then? As opposed to now when there's been 8 years of disillusionment.
Rita Foley, Washington.
Barack Obama is talking faith today. He plans today to say that he wants to expand President Bush's faith-based initiative. He is also supposed to say that he supports allowing religious charities that receive federal funding to consider religion in their employment decisions. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. Do you want to know a secret? Beatlemania Live is back at Casino Arizona Showroom July 30th through August 3rd. Get your tickets today at Casino Arizona's box office or at Ticketmaster.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you still owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? Still? Okay, one more time. This is Rich Boggs again, founder and CEO of Nationwide Tax Relief. I run one of the largest tax relief firms in the country. If you are still suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. We just saved a business owner in Kentucky $2.9 million in penalties, a landmark settlement, and we just helped a single mom in New York. IRS was levying her bank account and her wages, and we lifted both levies in 72 hours. Yeah, happy client. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, call Nationwide. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 800-227-1992. That's 800-227-1992. Call 800-227-1992.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
To declare someone an enemy combatant, to hold that person without habeas, the president has all these rights. But John Woo did not answer the question, did he? He did not answer the... I can tell you what the answer to that question is. The answer is no! The president cannot order someone to be buried alive. It's not debatable. The answer is no. It's always no.
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
This is Tom Hartman.
Welcome back to our show. Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, he's also a physician, is on the line with us. He's the Republican from Texas's 14th district. And... in fact, let me put you up on the board here. Congressman Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
You're a bit of a rock star in the Republican Party, or in some aspects of it. You know, you're raising $14 million and all this sort of thing. In fact, this July 4th, Reclaim Congress, FreedomSlate08.com, you've got 25 congressional candidates running on basically a Ron Paul freedom platform. to raise a money bomb to get themselves elected. Is this something that you helped put together?
Well, I would say indirectly. It wasn't because I said, well, let's do this and let's organize, but it's a sort of an indirect reaction to what I've been doing the last year. People got excited. They liked the message. They started studying, and they wanted to do something. So in many ways, it was the way the fundraising occurred. The fundraising had something to do with me, but it really had to do with the grassroots getting excited about an idea and organizing on their own. So to me, it's pretty interesting and exciting.
Yeah, it's the Republican variety of the libertarian ideology, I think I could say without being pejorative. I'm curious, you've suspended or stopped your campaign for president. Are you going to vote for Bob Barr or for George McCain? John McCain.
Well, I'm not going to vote for McCain. I've said that publicly, but always, soften that stand by saying unless he changed his mind about, the Federal Reserve, the income tax, the war, and everything else that he's been, as far as I'm concerned, on the wrong side of. No, I don't think I'd be able to vote for him. I can't vote for somebody that disagrees with me on about everything that I've believed in the last 30 years.
Yeah. Let's talk for a little bit about what America would be like if libertarians and I guess you would call yourself a conservative Republican, had their way. We would have no federal Department of Education. Let's begin with education. Correct?
No, that is correct, because there's no authority. My position is that if our country and a generation said that we want to change that and we do see a need for the federal government to be involved, that in order to save the Constitution, save the rule of law, you should change the Constitution. If you can have a program like that and never touch the Constitution, it means you can go to war without declaration. You can...
Well, no, wait a minute. The Constitution explicitly says that only Congress has the power to declare war. The Constitution also explicitly says that Congress can create any federal agency it wants, and with the executive can create cabinet agencies. So the Constitution provides the authority to create a Department of Education.
No, I wouldn't agree.
Where? Give me the language that says that it's not possible.
What about the Ninth and Tenth Amendment? Everything that is not explicitly listed in Article 1, Section 8 is retained by the people and by the state. All the powers and the rights are retained by the state. So, no, there's no...
But the people in the states have not said no to this. The people in the states have elected the politicians who put into place the Department of Education.
Well, this would be a technical point. I would say you would have to change the Constitution.
Okay, well...
But otherwise, you can do anything you want. I mean, what would be the... Why would they have had Article 1, Section 8? I mean, they listed precisely the 21 things that the Congress is allowed to do. I mean, there would be no purpose of the Ninth Amendment or the Tenth Amendment if you could just say they can create any agency. So they can create the Department of Education and pass out subsidies to corporate farmers? Do you think
sure. It says, for example, the eighth sentence of Article 1, Section 8, to promote the progress of science and useful arts. That has more to do with not creating agencies, but of patents and things.
But then you sort of...
Here's number 18, to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution of the foregoing power and all other powers vested by this Constitution, the government of the United States, or any department or officer thereof. In other words, essentially they're saying if Congress thinks it's rational, it can be done. And the people can stop it by voting the bums out of office.
All laws necessary and proper to enforce the laws that are permissible in Article 1, Section 8. That's when it's written, and at that, Article 1, Section 8, all laws necessary and proper to do the things that they have been given permission to do.
Okay, so if we do away with the Federal Department of Education, if somebody has the misfortune of being born in a very poor state, for example, West Virginia, they will not have the same kind of educational opportunities that somebody who is born in a fairly wealthy state, for example, California or New York, would have. Why is that a good thing for the United States?
Because it doesn't work the other way, because you'd turn it into Washington, D.C., and that's probably where our worst system is. We spend more money in Washington, D.C. We have more drugs and more crime and more violence, the worst education. It doesn't work. If you look and say, well, how does it work when you live in a free society? You go and look at homeschoolers, and they pay $500 a year, and these kids have better education than all the state-run schools, whether they're federal-run or even local state-run schools.
Of our three children, my wife and I homeschooled one of our three children, and I can tell you that if I was even paid $10 an hour, it cost a hell of a lot more than $500 a year to educate that child.
Well, this is what the homeschoolers tell me. They pay between $500 and up to...
That might be what they're paying for the books, but you're assuming that their parents' assistance to them and everything else is free.
Well, that's the efficiency of the market and the family. But when you assume that a federal bureaucracy, where do you think all the money goes?
So then if a child is born...
It doesn't go to the teachers.
So once again, if a child is born to parents who are not literate, then tough luck. That child will be illiterate.
Well, my argument is there would be better education and less people falling through the cracks if you believed and trusted and understood how freedom works.
Do you think that our federal highway system, which is funded with federal tax dollars, should be done away with and replaced by state
Well, money? It's pretty hard to do away with it, but you have to realize when it was nationalized, Eisenhower was very much aware of the Constitution, and so he sort of bent the rules, and he says, I know I can't do this, and I have to justify it under the Constitution, so I'm going to call it necessary to carry tractors and trucks and things on the highway. So he used national defense reasons for that. It had nothing to do with transportation. So, no.
It also had to do with selling it to Congress.
Let me just go ahead and qualify that a little bit because, I know where you're coming from, and I am a stickler, but I'm also one that lives in the real world. That if we have infrastructure needs, I frequently make the issue that we're taxed to bomb and blow up bridges in Iraq, and then we're taxed to rebuild bridges in Iraq. At the same time, our bridges are falling down. So I would say if we could save enough money in the transitional period back to constitutional government, that I would save the money enough to cut down the deficit, and I would put it into infrastructure. I would put it into education. I would put it into medicine, although I, in my own mind, would recognize it's less than a perfect system, but I do believe in priorities. So if you want money for schools, the only way you're going to get money for schools and not have runaway inflation is look to what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you're just going to have runaway inflation because we don't have the money.
So are you contradicting what you said just a moment ago, that the federal government actually has a role in education?
Yeah, I'm talking about a transition. Sure, that would be my goal, but I'm not going to say that, to correct the mess that we have today, I'm not going to go out.
Should we have federal... I get it. I'm sorry, we're short on time. Pardon my interrupting you like this, but I hope it's okay with you. The federal regulatory agencies, we're having an epidemic of salmonella right now. You do not think that the federal government should be checking our food?
No, they haven't done a very good job.
Really?
Well, look where the salmonella is.
Well, I just, a few months ago, came from Sudan, where about a third of the people that I saw in Gok Machar, the town where I was, 45,000 people, about a third of them were suffering from some sort of intestinal parasite or curable disease, many of which were food and waterborne, probably the vast majority.
But you're making the assumption that nothing would replace what the federal government does, and there's a lot of private control of food products. I saw a report just the other day about how private sources know exactly where a lot of these products come, and it's all been voluntary. It's when you depend on a federal bureaucracy. It's sort of like depending on the federal bureaucracy to spend $40 billion to protect us from terrorists, and they didn't do a very good job. This dependency on government to do things by just spending more and more money and having no-bid contracts go into corporate interests.
So private corporations can do a better job.
Oh, I think freedom works a lot better than tyranny.
So you think that private corporations making the decisions for us about whether to tell us or not whether our foods have genetically modified organisms or other bacteria, that's freedom?
Maybe it would be a consumer group run by Ralph Nader. If he didn't depend on the government, maybe he would have a consumer group that would do a much better job than a government agency. Because once you have the FDA and these other agencies, the drug companies get control and they protect the drug companies and they don't protect the consumers.
In that regard, Ron Paul, I agree with you.
There you go. I knew we would come up with an agreement.
Very, very quickly, do you support the impeachment of George Bush?
If under the circumstances today came up, it would be hard not to.
It would be hard not to. Thank you very much, sir. RonPaul.com.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person?
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9.
weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the Forward. That's 800-845-2300.
Trying to reduce your carbon footprint? Looking for ways to go green? Want to learn more about renewable energies? Then visit FuelCellStore.com. FuelCellStore.com is a leading marketplace for hydrogen and fuel cell products. Providing clean and silent power for any application, fuel cells can replace noisy gas power generators used for mobile and backup power. From gifts for enthusiasts to products for the classroom, Fuel Cell Store provides the most comprehensive range of fuel cell products in the world. Visit FuelCellStore.com today and start going green.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined. So they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online show room at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184. Or at NorthValleyMechanical.com.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt pool timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to tightwatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to tightwatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Tightwatt. Log on to Tightwatt.com right now.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So what is patriotism? 21 minutes past the hour. If you love your country, do you move your profits offshore so you don't have to pay taxes on them? If you love your country, do you try to take apart the institutions? I don't mean this is an attack on Ron Paul, by the way. I absolutely believe Ron Paul loves his country. But I am very, very concerned, frankly, about the utopianists, the true believers,
These libertarians, I refer to libertarians as Republicans who want to smoke dope and get laid. You know, the conservative economics, conservative Republicans who are opposed to laws against victimless crimes, essentially, or what are referred to as such. And somehow people think, oh, isn't that wonderful? The fact of the matter is that every country that has ever tried anything close to or approaching libertarianism, that is, government not regulating markets, government leaving everything up to big corporations, has been a screaming, flaming disaster. I believe it was 1908. It might have been 1918. But anyhow, it was right after the turn of the 20th century. As I recall, it was Upton Sinclair wrote a book called The Jungle about the meatpacking industry in the United States. So many people were getting all these god-awful diseases from our meat and our food. And it was such a national scandal, it led to the creation of the U.S. Pure Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You know, John Gray wrote this piece, and once a year or thereabouts, I read it on the air. It's so worth it. John Gray of Cincinnati, Ohio. A Day in the Life of Joe Middle Class Republican. Joe gets up at 6 a.m. to prepare his morning pot of coffee. He fills the pot full of good, clean drinking water because some liberal fought for minimum water quality standards. He takes his daily medication with his first swallow of coffee. His medications are safe to take because some liberal fought to ensure their safety and that they work as advertised. All the $10 of his medications are paid for by his employer's medical plan because some liberal union workers fought their employees for paid medical insurance. He prepares his morning breakfast, bacon and eggs today. His bacon is safe to eat because some liberal fought for laws to regulate the meatpacking industry. He takes his morning shower, reaching for his shampoo. His bottle is properly labeled with every ingredient because some liberal fought for his right to know what he was putting on his body. He dresses, walks outside, and takes a deep breath. The air he breathes is clean because some tree-hugging liberal fought for laws to stop industries from polluting our air. He walks to the subway station for his government-subsidized ride to work. It saves him considerable money in parking and transportation fee. You see, some liberal fought for affordable public transportation, which gives everybody the right to be a contributor to society. He begins his work day. He has a good job with excellent pay, medical benefits, retirement, paid holidays, and vacation, because some liberal union members fought and died for these working standards. If Joe is hurt on the job or becomes unemployed, he'll get a workers' compensation or unemployment check, because some liberal didn't think he should lose his home, because of his temporary misfortune. It's noontime. He goes to the bank to make a deposit and pay some bills. His deposit is federally insured by the FSLIC because some liberal wanted to protect his money from unscrupulous bankers who ruined the banking system before the Republican Great Depression. Joe has to pay his Fannie Mae underwritten mortgage and his below-market federal student loan because some stupid liberal decided that Joe and the government would be better off if he was educated and earned more money over his lifetime. He is home from work. He plans to visit his father that evening at the family home, the farm out in the country. Gets in his car to drive to Dad's. His car is among the safest in the world because some liberal fought for car safety standards. He arrives at his boyhood home. His was the third generation to live in a house financed by the Farmers Home Administration because bankers didn't want to make rural loans. The house didn't have electricity until some big government liberal stuck his nose in where it didn't belong and demanded rural electrification. Those rural Republicans would still be sitting in the dark. He's happy to see his dad, who's now retired. His dad lives on Social Security and his union pension because some liberal made sure he could take care of himself so Joe wouldn't have to. After his visit with Dad, Joe gets back in his car for his ride home. Turns on the radio talk show, and the host keeps saying, "Liberals are bad and conservatives are good." He doesn't tell Joe that his beloved Republicans have fought against every single protection and benefit Joe enjoys throughout his day. Joe agrees, saying, "We don't need those big government liberals ruining our lives. After all, I'm a self-made man who believes everyone should take care of themselves just like I did." Yeah. I'm a self-made man. You know, I went to a public school. It was provided for by all of us, we the people. Some liberals said, "Oh, we should have public education. Invest in our children so that they can become productive members of society." We had, you know, decent medical care because my dad worked in a union shop. My dad was for 40 years, worked in a tool and die shop in Lansing, Michigan, a metal machine company, and had a pension. In fact, my mom's still receiving part of that pension now that dad's dead, through, you know, after he retired. We had, I remember in the 50s, 60s, that doctors even did house calls. There were never any medical bills. Anything that happened, you got to fix. Why? Because he had full health insurance because he worked in a union shop. When Ronald Reagan came into office, a quarter of the American workforce was unionized. 25% of Americans belong to unions. And for every union job, there's typically another job that offers the identical benefits because companies have to compete with the union jobs. So half of America had the equivalent of a good union job. Now it's down to 7% of the private workforce is unionized. And you see these organizations that are funded by these big corporations and the National Chambers of Commerce, National Association of Manufacturers, attacking unions at every turn. They are terrified of card check because they don't want this nation to be more free. They want us to be more under the control of the big corporations.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Defending America from the weapons of...
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the Forward. That's 800-845-2300.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry-fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Fast lines in Baghdad. I'm Rita Foley. Iraq has more oil than almost any other nation on Earth, but they're not very good at getting it to their people at the moment. That explains the two-mile-long gas lines along the streets of Baghdad. Here at home, we can get the gas. The problem is paying for it. It's $4.09 a gallon at the moment, according to the AAA. Analyst Jim Ritterbush says maybe the price will come down.
Maybe not down to $3 gasoline pump prices, but certainly back down toward $3.25, maybe $3.50 cents per gallon, in my opinion.
As of today, California law prohibits 16 and 17-year-olds from using cell phones while driving to talk or text. This kid in San Francisco says that's okay with her.
I think it's a good rule, and if you can wait till you're 18 to talk on your cell phone with the hands-free set.
The town of Gualala, California, is banning fireworks for the 4th of July. They don't want to disturb the birds. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicle, or your business. What would you do without your home, your auto, or your business? Could you afford the cost of a fire, theft, or a flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or an underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings or employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency, 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, invested in our community, with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
Special people deserve Sunday brunch at 11:30 the restaurant. Fantastic menu specials like pecan banana pancakes for just $5.99, or raisin bread French toast topped with fresh strawberries for $6.99. Fresh fruit and roasted potatoes, or how about rustic eggs benedict or a lobster omelet for $12.95. What's a festive Sunday brunch without a cool mimosa for just $7? Make every Sunday special. Come sit on the patio and enjoy brunch at 11:30 the restaurant, 3rd Street in Van Buren in the Arizona Center.
Action Point.
Do not fall in love with a politician. The ideals, the goals, the possibilities, the probabilities, they are all going to happen if we are the ones who remain in charge. And we're not in charge. And we're starting to get our hands around power on the local level. But that means constant vigilance in our own biases, in our own beliefs. Do we believe that we're government, or do we believe that we're helpless?
Knowledge is power. Tune into Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Did you know that Barack Obama is really a closet Islamic extremist who was educated by Muslim fanatics at a madrasa, and his middle name Hussein was in honor of Saddam Hussein, and he doesn't wear a U.S. flag pin on his lapel because he hates America, and so does his wife? In 2008, the right wing simply can't win on the issues, so they'll pull out the lies. This time, we're ready. 1480 KPHX, the wrench in the right wing noise machine.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
There's no sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with.
Four minutes past the hour. Well, it was back in 2002 that Dick Cheney said it, but I guess it's coming true now. Or at least we're seeing the wisdom of it.
Iraq sits on top of 10% of the world's oil reserves. Very significant reserve, second only to Saudi Arabia.
It was revealed yesterday that the State Department actually wrote. Now, keep in mind, Condoleezza Rice used to be a consultant at Chevron. She had a tanker named after her. The State Department actually wrote the first draft of the agreements between the American oil companies and Iraq. And you'll keep in mind, and remember, before Saddam Hussein was, shall we say, displaced, the Iraqi government had contracts with China and Russia to sell their oil and to have Chinese and Russian oil companies come in and pump that and, you know, build the infrastructure and pump that oil out. And as I recall, the Norwegian oil company as well. And all of that is out the window. It's all American companies and British companies. And, gee, what a surprise. Aren't we just all shocked? 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. A lot on the table today, the 1st of July, the week of the 4th of July. And, in fact, in the next hour I want to get into, you know, what brought us to this point? What does it mean to be patriotic? That, in my mind, is the largest theme for the day. Philip in Dallas, Texas, listening on AM 1360 Rational Radio, the 50,000-watt blowtorch of Dallas, that we're so pleased to go on live today, your first day on the air. Hey, Philip.
Hey there, Tom. I'm just glad to talk to you, read several of your books. The one point I really wanted to make was you were talking earlier about the companies who moved their tax incorporations offshore to avoid paying taxes.
Right.
I've always been of the opinion that any company that does that doesn't want to pay taxes in the United States, should not be able to bid on government contracts at all. If they don't want to pay taxes, we shouldn't use our taxes to pay them money.
I absolutely agree. And in fact, I believe it was John Kerry authored an amendment to one of the defense appropriations bills back before the 2004 election that essentially said that and got just roundly trashed for it and ended up having to back down on it. I shouldn't just dump that on Kerry. I think that there were several Democrats involved. But yeah, absolutely. If a company is going to go overseas to avoid paying U.S. taxes, but they're going to use the U.S. tax-paid educated workforce, they're going to use the U.S. tax-paid infrastructure of our court system to enforce their contracts, of our fiscal system to maintain the stable currency, of our prison and judicial system to find malefactors in their own companies, our federally financed and state financed tax financed road system so people can get to work, our tax financed infrastructure, communications infrastructure, so that they can have telephone communications. If they're going to use all that stuff and not pay a damn penny towards it, they certainly should not get taxpayer funded contracts from the U.S. government. But Halliburton, not only are all their companies, are all their division companies moving offshore, KBR the most famous, but Halliburton itself is moved to Dubai. I mean, where they only have to keep legal records for 1 year. I think that this is all about hiding what happened, the crimes that were committed by Cheney and Bush and all their colluded buddies during this administration. Philip, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for listening there on Rational Radio, AM 1360 in Dallas, Texas. John in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hey, John, listening on KPHX.
Thank you very much for a really great program. Every day,
thank you.
I can't believe it. And Denmark, too. I wanted to talk about very briefly about libertarians and the example that they're giving of hypocrisy, not mentioning your past speaker. Yeah. But the example here is they love to trash Washington, D.C. and use it as an example of the evils in that case of education. Mm-hmm. And that's hypocrisy, and I'll tell you why. They don't want to tell people that the population in Washington, D.C. got there in large part because of migrations away from states that paid little or nothing for education and actually punished minorities who attempted to get education. Mm-hmm. Now, where is the hypocrisy? The hypocrisy in libertarianism is that they would move people, good citizens from one state, out of that state through punishing legislation and into states that give their citizens a fair chance. Mm-hmm. And the libertarians don't want to, in my opinion, accommodate for that movement.
That's interesting, John. It would be, I confess that I am not a scholar or particularly well-educated on the topic of the history of Washington, D.C. demographics.
The way it got there, Tom, very briefly, is that blacks were driven from the South after the Civil War, and especially when the lynchings were very prevalent during the early part of the 20th century.
So they went to D.C. because it was a federalized city, and they were safe there.
And then, of course, they went north, too, but D.C. was a protected federal area. Now, that's not all. I don't want to, you know, give you, but the population where the problems are tend to be recent migrants of the last two or three generations.
Right. And as we all know, it's only been a couple of generations that African Americans, by and large, have had access to multi-generational wealth.
I can see that. But what has to be seen is the libertarian wants some other state that treats their citizens in a fair manner to account for the deprivation that happens in poor states.
Yeah.
I don't want to name a state, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, yeah. Excellent point. John, thanks a lot for that factoid. That's I have the smartest listeners on earth, I'll tell you. You know, it is such an honor doing this show. KJ in Camas, Washington, listening on KPTK. I thought you were listening on KPOJ. Anyhow,
KPOJ. That's
yeah,
right.
KPOJ. Okay. Hey, KJ, what's up?
I'm a big progressive, and recently I've been working with a fellow who is a Ron Paul libertarian, and we're trying to get a business going here in Vancouver. And what I've learned from this fellow is that some of these libertarian principles actually can work if they're very, very localized.
Well, that's the point of it. Let me give you an example, and then you can reply or use yours. When Louise and I lived in Montpelier, Vermont, which is the smallest state capital of the United States, 8,900 people, and there was a doctor in town, and mm-hmm. he was incompetent. He was probably drug addicted or something, and he screwed up a couple of people pretty badly, and word spread through the town, and he basically got run out of town on a rail. And then following that, I mean, basically the local population took care of him, but then following that, the state even began prosecuting him. But the point is that because we all lived there and we all knew each other, word traveled and the community was able to protect itself from a predator. That's that kind of libertarian worldview of, you know, we can as a community, as a group of individuals, we can protect ourselves. Where it breaks down is if this guy moved to New York City, he could simply change neighborhoods every week. You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, your example.
No, and what we're doing with this company, we're going to produce a product that will be marketed globally, but we are focusing very much on using local resources, local employees, and part of this business plan, which is brilliant, and I hope we can get this guy on your show once we're up and running.
Mm-hmm.
People who work on our project are asked to donate a 10% of their income to local charities. And, you know, they're, of course, not required to do that, but if they want to continue to work on future projects, then they will want to do that.
Interesting. Interesting. KJ, thanks for the info, and good luck with that. I wish you well. Dave in Detroit, Michigan, listening to WDTW. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I love your show.
Thank you.
With Ron Paul, I find it very confusing that he is interested in repealing Roe versus Wade, and
right.
for being a bastion of people's freedoms and whatnot, could you explain his philosophy there?
I can't. and frankly, I don't know if he's changed his position on that. I thought that perhaps he had during this last presidential election, but for many, many years, Ron Paul was in favor of abortion being criminalized. And those are one of those areas where one person's freedom is another person's murder. I mean, you know, that I think that there is a... within some boundaries, certainly a legitimate debate around abortion in the United States. At what point, is it abortion? At what point is it infanticide? Particularly late-term abortions. But but Ron Paul's take on Roe v. Wade, I'm not qualified to speak on it, Dave. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Janet in Edmonton, Washington. Hey, Janet, or Edmund.
Hello. I just want to read this. What Teddy Roosevelt had to say about being unpatriotic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his statement that a patriot must challenge his leaders?
To announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public.
And Teddy Roosevelt was right. Janet, thank you very much for sharing that. Well said. John in Long Beach, we've got a minute before the break. What's up, John?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about education and the private schools being so much better than public schools. My grandson just graduated from the eighth grade. He had to take two tests, math, English. His parents had to be interviewed separately. Then they had to be interviewed together to get into a private school. So he had to have great grades before he could get in. Go through all of this. He was accepted, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, naturally, a private school is going to have better records in terms of success.
Yeah, there is what's called sample bias. And I say that as somebody who's on the board of directors of a private school, although it's a private school for learning disabled kids. It's called the Hunter School. Their website is hunterschool.org. And it's for kids with ADHD up in New Hampshire. We started this thing about a decade and a half ago. Although we're not, we don't put ourselves out as a private school, you know, a fancy schmancy private school for high achieving kids. I have been inside that industry. And I can tell you that there's huge sample bias. They cherry-pick the very best kids out of the public schools and admit them and then say, hey, look at the great kids we've got.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee, coffee with character.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now packages start at under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HD TV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun.
Well, strange stuff going on out there in the world. 9.5 minutes before the hour, by the way.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe they're crazy in Missouri.
Crazy.
Or maybe they're onto something.
Maybe we're crazy.
Although no companies in Missouri have ever asked any of their employees to have RFID chips implanted in their skin, the governor, Matt Blunt, signed a bill yesterday prohibiting companies in Missouri from forcing workers to have microchips implanted in their bodies. Well, sounds like a good idea. He says when you're forced to have a chip put in you as a condition of employment, that's taking away your civil liberties and your freedom. Problem is, nobody's forced anybody to do that. But still, It seems to me like there's other things that they could be concerning themselves with, like all the people in Missouri who don't have health insurance or access to quality education or can't have, you know, are crushed by student debt or things like that. By the way, it's official. The happiest country in the world is Denmark. Another study done by a global network of social scientists. They looked from 1981 to 2007 in 52 countries. Denmark is the happiest country in the world in our ratings, Engelhardt told the National Science Foundation, which paid for the analysis. Not the richest country, but the happiest. Interesting. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary.
Oh, okay. I guess you're talking about patriotism, et cetera, et cetera. And I was thinking, we're talking about Cindy McCain earlier. Well, if we want to be the Democrats, when I say we want to be the party of change. That means the whole way. That means we don't act the way some people have been. You were talking about you would only say anything against Cindy McCain if people go after Michelle Obama.
Dinesh D'Souza just published an entire article on
I understand, but that's not change. That's just becoming that's being the same. We can't change if we're going to go after.
So we should just, so when they attack us, we should just roll over, right, Mary?
Pardon me?
When they attack us, we should just roll over. We should just ignore it. We should just, you know, if they try to swift boat us, we should just say, well, you know, we're not going to go after them.
I didn't say we couldn't go after them. We can, I mean, anybody can defend Michelle Obama as much as they want.
But as long as they're defending Michelle Obama, Mary, the discussion is going to be entirely about Michelle Obama. And the Republicans are very happy. I'm changing the subject to Cindy McCain. I'm saying to these Republicans, if you're going to attack Michelle Obama, I'm going to point out that Cindy McCain was a drug addict.
Well, that's like being back in high school, isn't it?
No, I'd say this is politics. All right, well, we'll have to agree to disagree. Thank you very much, Mary. Christopher in Taos, New Mexico, listening on KVOT 1340. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Tom. Love your show.
Two
things. One, quickly, when President Obama gets into the White House, he should re-sign the treaty that makes the U.S. part of the world court.
Amen.
And not let this corrupt justice system try to handle it, because they just won't take it anywhere. The boys in The Hague, they know how to get it done. Secondly, there's a medical report that was put out about Obama, or he's about to release one, and McCain already put his out, and that deals with his physical health. What about his mental health? I mean, this guy was tortured, and he spent 5 years in Hanoi prison, and I think he's tainted goods. I'd like to hear the guy that you had on, I think it was Bush on the couch.
Yeah, Justin Frank.
I'd love to hear him comment on McCain.
George Bush has a number of you know, visible and well-documented psychopathologies. I don't think that we can say the same. I don't feel qualified to say the same about John McCain.
You could
just as easily, and I suspect people on the right will, and it's going to get louder and louder. And in fact, I just got an email day before yesterday with all these quotes from Barack Obama's book, Faith of My Fathers, Dreams of My Fathers, which I've been reading, where they were taking, you know, quotes out of context and basically portraying him as an angry black radical, blah, 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 that, you know, that he was traumatized by growing up a mixed race child in the United States. I mean, when we try to do these super nuanced, let's figure out what's going on inside the brain of somebody else.
Well,
I think it's dangerous. I will tell you, Christopher,
that
the thing about John McCain that scares me is his temperament, whether or not he was tortured, the fact that the guy has a hair trigger, such a hair trigger that other Republicans in the United States Senate say that they are nervous about the idea of him having his finger on the bomb.
And
I think I've seen from him, from his biography, indicates that he was that way when he was 10 years old, just like he's that way at 71. And
in addition to that, his anger, I believe, is reflected in his views and votes on veterans affairs. I don't think he sees himself as a veteran so much as a victim.
Yeah,
they let him sit there and rot. While other officers were being released, he was stuck.
Well,
and I don't know. It's just a supposition.
Yeah.
But when he still uses the word gook openly and votes against Veterans Affairs.
Christopher, it's not. And thank you for the call. This is not the topic, frankly, that we should be discussing. What we need to, if we're going to talk about John McCain, we need to talk about the fact that John McCain has supported the privatization of Social Security. We need to talk about the fact that John McCain has supported, has flip-flopped on so many of these issues, by the way, is supporting an ongoing occupation in Iraq, which is leading to the death, the daily death of human beings, of men, women, children, of human beings. Human beings are dying every day, and McCain is supporting that policy. The same is true in Afghanistan, that the Taliban is getting a toehold in Pakistan because of the insane foreign policies of George W. Bush that John McCain supports. Now, John McCain supports a war on drugs, which is destroying Americans, particularly minorities in the United States, but it is destroying Americans. We now have, I just saw this on Google News here. The United States has some of the world's toughest drug laws, yet it also has the highest rates of drug use in the world. Yeah, our John McCain, George Bush, conservative Republican war on drugs sure is working. We have more people in prison than any other country in the world, both in absolute and per capita numbers. I mean, these are the things, and John McCain supports that. These are the things that I think we need to be talking about, not whether or not he was a good guy or a bad guy or a dumb guy in Vietnam. 57 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
As the price of gas continues to rise, so does the number of fuel-saving experts. Look, the guys at Advanced Auto Parts aren't scientists inventing hydrogen engines or cellulosic ethanol. They got their PhDs in parts. Stuff like air filters, spark plugs, fuel system cleaners, and other things that make cars run more efficiently. Look, if you really want to save money on gas, go buy a bike. Otherwise, head on over to Advanced Auto Parts. They'll show you how to get more miles per gallon. Whatever you're working on, Advanced will help you keep the wheels turning.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
The primaries are over. The candidate is locked. And now it's up to all of us to make sure we don't get four more years of this.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives must unite to take our country back. 1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party tonight. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era.
Yes, we can. Yes,
the 1480 KPHX Unity Party. Tonight, after work, starting at 5 p.m. At 1130, The Restaurant. At 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. Details at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by the professionals at Mad Stucco, the Maricopa County Democratic Party, and the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
KPHX Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. High gas prices are taking their toll on a lot of things, including the way people think about energy and the environment. A new poll out indicates more people now say expanding oil drilling and building new power plants is a bigger priority than energy conservation. And it's not just energy that people are worried about.
I am worried about my investments. I speak to my financial advisor, and I just try to be optimistic every day, and I hope this country pulls through. I know we will. It's just a matter of time.
My 401k, my retirement is good. But now I'm of the age where I can catch up, and now I can't because I have to spend all my money on gasoline.
And spending that money on gasoline means fewer people are willing to shell out big bucks for a large car, truck, or van. Auto industry analyst John McElroy has a blunt assessment of the way the auto industry is going.
It's a pretty grim market out there right now.
Evidence of that are sales at June. Ford is reporting nearly 28% decline in sales last month. Sales at Toyota dropped about 21%. Reports today on the economy show a decline in construction spending in May, but an increase in the the growth of manufacturing. Barack Obama today is reaching out to people of faith. He's announcing plans to expand President Bush's faith-based initiative. It's an idea that's drawing criticism from Barry Lynn with Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Frankly, I'm disappointed that Senator Obama would create and even expand the idea of a faith-based social service delivery system.
Meanwhile, John McCain today praised Obama for criticizing the Supreme Court ruling out the death penalty for child rapists, but he did have a cautionary note.
My opponent may not care for this particular decision, but it was exactly the kind of opinion we could expect from an Obama court.
McCain points out the justices in the majority in that case are the same ones that Barack Obama said that he might use as models for future nominations. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow down about 80 points. This is AP Radio News. A new law took effect today in Georgia that allows people with a concealed weapons permit to carry guns into restaurants, state parks, and on public transportation. Gun rights supporters say that includes the airport in Atlanta. But the city has declared the airport to be a gun-free zone. Gun rights groups say they may launch a legal challenge. The Bush administration's top health official is expressing frustration. The salmonella outbreak hasn't been solved yet. More than 800 people have been sickened since April. An investigator said last week they're no closer to finding the cause. There are now questions being raised as to whether tomatoes actually caused the outbreak. Well, the Brangelina family may be about to grow again. Here's the AP's Michael Weinfeld.
Angelina Jolie is in the maternity wing of a hospital in Nice, France. She's not expected to give birth right away. Doctors are just keeping an eye on her for now.
And a hospital official says so far everything looks good. When she does give birth, she is expecting to have twins. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by ADOT Motor Vehicle Division. Register your vehicle the easy way at ServiceArizona.com. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This message is brought to you by ADOT Motor Vehicle Division.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Do you still owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? Still? Okay, one more time. This is Rich Boggs again, founder and CEO of Nationwide Tax Relief. I run one of the largest tax relief firms in the country. If you are still suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. We just saved a business owner in Kentucky $2.9 million in penalties, a landmark settlement, and we just helped a single mom in New York. IRS was levying her bank account and her wages, and we lifted both levies in 72 hours. Yeah, happy client. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, call Nationwide. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 800-227-1992. That's 800-227-1992. Call 800-227-1992.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
Stephanie Miller.
Grampy McSame and Barack Obama on the same stage together? I think that is a fabulous idea.
That's bully.
That's bully idea. Right up next to each other so you can really see the extent of John McCain's electricity.
White hot personality.
Ability to rouse a crowd.
My friends, this is not change you can believe in.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartmann Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You are listening to Tom Hartmann.
The Tom Hartmann Program.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle.
This is Tom Hartmann.
And this is the week of July the 4th. Now, on the actual 4th of July, we'll be running a best-of show. This is the day I'm going to be live this week. But I think it's important for us to revisit what the 4th of July really is and really is all about. On July 4th, 1776, in Philadelphia, 56 men put their hand to this document. When in the course, this is the text of the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. John Adams, by the way, had crossed out nature's God, said Christian God, and Jefferson said, no, this is nature. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This, by the way, the original phrase from John Locke's Second Treatise on Government in 1654 was life, liberty, and a state, or life, liberty, and private property. Jefferson changed that. This was the first time the word happiness had ever appeared in the founding document of any nation. Like, you know, the kind of happiness they have in Denmark, you know. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, which would include the right of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to abolish it and to institute new government. To alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall be the most likely to affect their safety and here's that word again, happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. And then they go through to list all the things that the government of England had done that brought about this declaration. And it's really, you know, quite incredible when you consider here are the complaints that Thomas Jefferson wrote the first draft of this. It was edited by John Jay and John Adams and Ben Franklin. Here are the complaints that they had. These are the reasons why they overthrew the British and changed our form of government. The king has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. Oh, he won't have justice. Sort of like Mukasey refuses to prosecute criminals in the Bush administration. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their sustenance. Sort of like sending all the right-wing prosecutors down to Alabama to hound Don Siegelman. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. Well, I'll tell you, it's even worse than that. We had standing mercenaries, armed mercenaries in New Orleans. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. Yeah, the military is unanswerable to either U.S. or Iraqi law in Iraq, and the contractors as well. Actually, the contractors are unanswerable. There are the Uniform Code of Military Justice still stands to a certain point. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Can you spell Patriot Act? For protecting them by mock trial from punishment for any, he says, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, and for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit. Does this sound like Abu Ghraib? Does it sound like, you know, what's going on with our contractors in Iraq? For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. This is what the Supreme Court just said we're doing down in Guantanamo. This is what we fought the revolution over. For transporting us beyond the seas to be tried for pretended offenses. I'm reading to you from the Declaration of Independence. Do you get it? This is what's called rendition right now. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Talk to Jose Padilla. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the form of our government. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. Have you looked at New Orleans recently? Here he is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun. With circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, and that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that free is an independent, and that as free and independent states, we have the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish conduct, commerce, and do all these things and acts which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And when they said that, it was actually a simple statement of fact. The day they signed that document, each legally became a traitor, those 56 men, and was sentenced to death for treason by the legal government that controlled their lands and their homes. As Ben Franklin pointed out, they stood at a point of no return. Indeed, he said, we must all hang together, otherwise we shall most assuredly hang separately. When Rhode Island Stephen Hopkins signed the document, he remarked to his friend William Ellery that, quote, my hand trembles, but my heart does not. But Virginia's Benjamin Harrison, who weighed nearly 300 pounds, commented to Massachusetts Eldridge Gerry, a short, thin man, that with me, the hanging will be over in a minute, but you're going to be dancing on the air for an hour after I'm gone. John Hancock, the wealthiest among them. Not even a millionaire by today's standards, by the way. This was the middle and upper middle class. signed his name large enough that the king, quote, could read my name without glasses and can now double the reward, end quote, of £500 that had already been put on his head for sedition. Just 6 months later, as a result of signing the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock would lose his newborn daughter to complications of childbirth, arising from his wife's fleeing the oncoming British army. Although wealthy by the standards of the day, he would hardly qualify as rich by today's standards. He founded no dynasty and no foundations today to spend his money. His legacy is our nation. Let's take a look at what some of these people faced as they signed this document I just read in part to you. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm an 8-year breast cancer survivor. But it almost wasn't that way. I never seemed to have time to get my mammogram. I had no family history of breast cancer, so when I found a tiny lump in my right breast, I was terrified. Fortunately, I found Arizona BreastNet. The doctors and staff at BreastNet specialize exclusively in breast health, and we caught my cancer early. Their state-of-the-art digital mammography and all-female staff make every appointment easy and comfortable. And because every woman gets results at the time of her appointment, I didn't spend time worrying and waiting for the phone to ring. When my daughter turns 30, I'll send her to BreastNet for a baseline mammogram. It's going to be important because, unlike me, she can't say there's no history of breast cancer in her family. Call Arizona BreastNet today at 480-314-7600 or go to azbreastnet.com. I'm alive today because of early detection, and there's no one better or more dedicated to your breast health than the doctors at Arizona BreastNet.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. It's the 4th of July week. We just read a good chunk of the Declaration of Independence. The average age of the signers, 33, which was Thomas Jefferson's age. Franklin was truly elderly. He was in his 80s, maybe late 70s. The youngest was in his 20s. Nine of them were farmers. 11 were merchants. Another of the wealthiest of the signers, I mentioned John Hancock. And let's keep in mind, the few true millionaires in North America at the time were all on the side of the British and pretty much all left at the end of the war. In fact, it wasn't until the 1790s that the first American achieved a net wealth in excess of, in today's dollars, $1 million. These stats, by the way, are about 8-10 years old, so... You know, it might be 1.6 million now, given inflation. But in any case, another of the wealthiest of the signers was Thomas Nelson of Virginia. A year after signing the Declaration of Independence, the British had seized his home and lands. When George Washington attacked the British in Nelson's hometown, Nelson encouraged George Washington to attack the Nelson homestead, which British General Cornwallis had taken as his headquarters, with cannons. The house was damaged. And after the war, Nelson, unable to repay loans he'd taken out against it to help finance the revolution, lost most of his property and died in debt at the age of 50. Robert Morris, a wealthy Philadelphia merchant, lost all his ships at sea, wiping out his small fortune by today's standards even. Signer William Ellery of Rhode Island similarly lost everything, as did Virginia's Benjamin Harrison, Pennsylvania's George Clymer, New York's Philip Livingston, Georgia's Lyman Hall, and New Jersey's Francis Hopkinson. Every single one of them was reduced to poverty and died in poverty as a result of signing the Declaration of Independence. The British destroyed New York's Francis Lewis's property and threw his wife into such a hellhole of a jail that she died 2 years later. Three of South Carolina's four signers, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Hayward Jr., and Arthur Middleton, were captured by the British and held in a filthy, unheated prison and brutally tortured for over a year before George Washington freed them in a prisoner exchange. New Jersey farmer John Hart's wife died shortly before he signed the Declaration of Independence, and his 13 children, because he had signed it, because he was now an outlaw, a traitor. His 13 children were scattered among sympathetic families to hide them from the British and the conservative loyalists. He never saw any of them again, dying alone and racked with grief 3 years later. Altogether, 17 of the signers were wiped out by the war they declared. New Jersey State Supreme Court Justice Richard Stockton took his wife and children into signing after he signed the Declaration, but conservatives loyal to the Crown turned him in. He was so badly beaten and starved in the British prison that he died before the war was over. His home was looted, and his wife and children lived the rest of their lives as paupers. Altogether, nine of the men in that room died, and four lost their children as a direct result of putting their names to the Declaration of Independence. Every single one had to flee his home. And after the war, 12 returned to find only rubble. After the war was over and the conservatives had fled to Canada and England, the survivors of the new American nation met to put into final form the legal structure of the nation they had just birthed. It was not to be a nation of cynical, selfish libertarians who believed the highest value was individual freedom and independence from society, or that the greatest motivator was greed. It was not to be a kingdom ruled by a warlord elite. It was not to be a theocracy where religious leaders made the rules, as had been several of the states. And it was not to be a feudal nation ruled by the rich. As Benjamin Franklin told Philadelphia's Mrs. Powell, as he was walking out of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, and she asked him, "What sort of nation have we conceived?" He turned to her and he said, "This one of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence, who had to flee as a result of the Declaration of Independence, said it was to be a republic, madam, if you can keep it." And now we have a government by torture. We have a government that spies on its citizens. We have a government that at least half the articles listed in the Declaration of Independence, the reasons, the violations of human rights and human law, of the laws of nature and nature's God that we considered self-evident, are again being violated. It's time for the patriots to emerge. It's not enough just to vote. It's time that we all get active. Your call's next, 866-303-2270, 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program. The true people's radio. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, "I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests." He answered, "It saved your life."
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Fast lines in Baghdad. I'm Rita Foley. Iraq has more oil than almost any other nation on Earth, but they're not very good at getting it to their people at the moment. That explains the two-mile-long gas lines along the streets of Baghdad. Here at home, we can get the gas. The problem is paying for it. It's $4.09 a gallon at the moment, according to the AAA. Analyst Jim Ritterbush says maybe the price will come down.
Maybe not down to $3 gasoline pump prices, but certainly back down toward $3.25, maybe $3.50 per gallon, in my opinion.
As of today, California law prohibits 16- and 17-year-olds from using cell phones while driving to talk or text. This kid in San Francisco says that's okay with her.
I think it's a good rule, and if you can wait till you're 18 to talk on your cell phone with a hands-free set.
The town of Gualala, California, is banning fireworks for the 4th of July. They don't want to disturb the birds. I'm Rita Foley.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. www. That's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
War hero, my ass. You're no more of a war hero than I am. And I've never been in uniform. What do you mean, war hero? Hey, look at me. I killed civilians. Whoops. I got shot down. Whoops. I spent time in a prison. Whoops. I got released. Whoops. I divorced my wife and married a beer heiress. Oh, I'm a war hero. No, you're not.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Larry Craig.
Hey there, what you doing out there? Here in this men's room, the stall could be 10 rooms for romance. I can hear somebody going. I can hear the dryer blowing. You've got a flight soon, but I think I might soon have no pants. Oh, my sweet meat, tap three times on the pipe if you want me. Twice on the pipe if you brought me a leash. Oh, my darling, means you'll meet me in the jetway. Come on, knock on the door if you're not the police.
Yeah, and Larry Craig and David Vitter sponsoring the new Defensive Marriage Amendment. And for this, these 56 men put their hand to the Declaration of Independence. I don't know. It's 866-303-2270, our phone number. Beth in Minneapolis, Minnesota, listening online. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Well, Tom, you brought me to tears with your reading of the Declaration of Independence. You've inspired me to do something. I hope it's not just a frivolous action, but I'm going to make copies of the Declaration of Independence, and I am going to distribute them to as many car windshields as I can reach at the Mall of America parking lot on the 4th of July. And I'm going to put some kind of a comment at the top saying, are you still an American, or do you feel this way, or something to that effect. But yeah. Thank you for reading that. I wish every American could hear that being read by you.
You're welcome, and thank you very much, Beth. And I think that's marvelous that you're going to pass out the Declaration of Independence. I would pass it out devoid of any political commentary and simply let it stand on its own. It's a pretty powerful document. I remember back in the late 60s when I was in SDS at MSU in East Lansing, that a number of us were passing out copies of the Declaration of Independence and were attacked for passing out communist propaganda. I kid you not. I mean, a local TV station did a thing on it. So anyhow, Beth,
I'll take your suggestion. Thanks.
Okay, good. Thanks so much for the call, and thanks to listening live for the show to the show. Dave in South Florida listening on WINS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Tom. Inspired show. I really enjoy your stuff. A couple quick comments.
Mm-hmm.
One, ever since 9/11, we've heard from the right-wing blogosphere how we've never been in this dangerous world before. Yet here these 55 men sign the declaration and will risk being hung by the most powerful army and navy in the world that could march throughout the country and get them.
Yep, 56 of them, by the way. And by the way, a number of people in the chat room asked, the first segment I just read the Declaration of Independence. The second segment I read a chapter from my book, What Would Jefferson Do?, which summarized the history of those guys. Just not to gratuitously plug my own book, but because I'm getting so many questions and emails. So anyhow, that's what it was. But
yeah,
anyway, your point.
And the other thing is I grew up in a small town on the coast of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up reading about how in 1778, my hometown, the British landed on the beach and burnt 22 houses and actually hung a few patriots that were storing arms.
Yep.
So, I mean, it just drives it home that these people were nothing but fishermen and farmers, and they stood up to the most powerful people in the world, and they weren't afraid.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yet here we are, we cower from... I mean, not that Al-Qaeda can't get us at times, but they're nothing compared to the British Empire was.
I absolutely agree with you, and I am not afraid. I think that Franklin Roosevelt said it so well.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
And he continued.
Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
And the Republicans and Karl Rove would have us move in full retreat all the time.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Yep. Dave, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening there on WINS, and thanks for your kind sentiments. Much appreciated. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Mike in Key Peninsula. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I had the idea for the 4th of July, I mean, with things the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Bremerton, which is a Navy town.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way things in the state of our nation is, for the 4th of July, I planned on flying an American flag on my antenna, on my car, which many people do. But I'm going to fly it upside down.
I would... You know, I respect your right to do that. I would personally not do that because typically that's a sign of individual distress or crisis.
Correct.
And you may cause people to stop and say, you know, what's the matter? How can I help?
Well, I don't think the average American even know what that signifies.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And right now we are a ship in
Well, in that stuff. Case, they may think that it's a sign of disrespect.
But that's the point is they haven't learned what it means.
Yeah.
That's, you know, just seeing that as a sign of disrespect is just a sign of their ignorance.
Yeah, yeah. There are a number of, like the bumper stickers, support our troops, impeach Bush, things like that. Support our troops, bring them home.
Got them all.
Restore the Constitution. Those are the things, in bumper sticker or soundbite messages that I would put out. But I think that we need to have, and we need to maintain a tremendously high level of respect, not worship and not fetish.
Oh, I do. My dad was a 20-year Navy man, and I have all the respect in the world for anybody in the in service.
Well, Mike, if you do that, give us a shout back next week and let us know what happened, would you?
Sure will.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot, Tom, for the call. I appreciate it. Rick in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just came off a really dissatisfying experience talking to people in the Senate and the House offices for Wisconsin with regard to the latest article by Seymour Hersh on the escalation of covert war in Iran in the New Yorker. I don't know if you've addressed it. I'm coming into the program out of the flow of what...
Yeah, no, it's in the last couple of days I haven't. I mean, Cy Hersh has been on this program probably a dozen times over the last 5 years, and the last time he came on was, I think, almost 5 or 6 months ago, was when he first broke the story that we were funding the Quds Force, as I recall, and that we had was it Navy SEALs or covert ops folks, in any case, actual U.S. military folks inside Iran who were doing sabotage operations. And now I know he's expanded that. He's got more documentation for that. And it's being largely ignored by the corporate media in the United States. It's being largely ridiculed by the right-wing press. And I think it's a tragedy.
I don't understand, though, how this isn't considered a crisis, because it could spark an escalation into full-blown warfare. I mean, that it would in this country if covert commandos were sent into the United States. I know that all hell would break loose, and we'd kill as many people in whatever country sent them in as possible. So, I'm calling basically out of the frustration here, because I think the response I should have received from my representatives today is that, Senator Feingold is going to go on the floor of the Senate to condemn this. He's going to bring this in front of the Armed Services Committee to bring the head of these units of commandos to be interrogated as to exactly what they're doing.
Rick, it may well be that sort of thing is happening, or some variation of it, behind closed doors and in the intelligence committees. That's not the kind of thing that you are going to find any U.S. senator or representative do in public.
But in an open government, Tom, that has to happen. We can't be running covert wars all around the world and you and I not knowing about it because we're peons in this country. That's not the way the Constitution is supposed to function.
Once it's our... I don't disagree with you, Rick, and it shouldn't have happened in the first place. And once it's already underway, you have U.S. forces, you have people whose lives are at risk, you have the possibility of an international incident. By the way, Rick, Iran is not the only country in which we're doing this. We're doing this with the support of a number of other countries around the world. In Pakistan, we're doing it in Colombia. Arguably, we've been doing it in Mexico. We've been supporting the anti-liberation forces down in Zapata, the state, the southernmost state where they had the armed uprising 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had out-of-uniform soldiers down there. I mean, Cy Hersh has done a great job of documenting what's going on in Iran. He's also documented what's going on in other countries, he and other reporters over the years. I agree with you. It's an outrage, and I congratulate you on contacting your members of the House and Senate. And let's hope that if they are unable or unwilling to do something in public, that they will do something in private. Spot on, Rick. Thank you very much. Ray in Fountain Valley, California. Ray, just a minute here before the break. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Am I talking to Tom right now?
You are. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to, when you were reciting the Constitution.
The Declaration of Independence.
Brought me to tears, but then they turned to tears of rage when we started talking about the present regime.
Yeah.
And how ineffective we can be as citizens. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Ray. And let me say, you know, I share your emotions, which I think is probably pretty obvious at times. And the key that we have to learn here, and this is, you know, kind of psychotherapy 101, but it's also politics 101. It's what the founders of this country did, is we need to convert the feelings, that whole spectrum of negative feelings from powerlessness to rage, we need to convert those to action. Show up at a Democratic Party meeting. Show up at a Green Party meeting. Show up at an anti-war demonstration. Call your members of Congress.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
This is Vivionik Raskin. I'm the president and founder of the Organic Wine Company. What happened when you, Thomas, gave us a plug, the phone started ringing. The first person said, whatever it is that you're selling, I want to buy it. And for the next few hours, the phone rang nonstop. The people who listen to your program are what they call in the business my target audience, people who are conscious and responsible and try to do the right thing and try to think for themselves. I would encourage anyone to advertise on the Thomas Hartman Show, absolutely, without question, whether that be on the national level or the local level, and you will absolutely get results. The way you can learn more about our imported organically grown wines from France is by calling us. The phone number is 1-888-ECO-WINE, or you can visit our site at www.ecowine.com.
Special people deserve Sunday brunch at 11:30 at the restaurant. Fantastic menu specials like pecan banana pancakes for just $5.99, or raisin bread French toast topped with fresh strawberries for $6.99. Fresh fruit and roasted potatoes, or how about rustic eggs benedict or a lobster omelet for $12.95. What's a festive Sunday brunch without a cool mimosa for just $7? Make every Sunday special. Come sit on the patio and enjoy brunch at 11:30 at the restaurant, 3rd Street in Van Buren in the Arizona Center.
My name is Frank Sarwark. At Consolidated Auto Sales, I not only buy and sell the cars in our inventory, I drive them. If it isn't good enough for me and my family, why would it be good enough for you? A car is one of the most important purchases you will ever make. Where you buy can be more important than what you buy. At Consolidated Auto Sales, we can help you find the right car for you at a price and payment you can afford. Remember, Consolidated Auto Sales at the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren, 602-258-6071.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
sky. Scrapers fill the air. But will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play?
9.5 minutes before the hour. 1-866-303-2270. Our telephone number, TomHartmann.com, AirAmerica.com. And let's see here. Is it Sharon or Sharon in Deer Island?
Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. You're on the air.
Thank you. While I was talking to the young woman that answers your phone for you, and like the lady prior, I was very touched by your reading of the Declaration of Independence. And as a school teacher, I teach middle school. And eighth graders have to write a research paper as their final project in my English classes. Mm-hmm. And for the last 6 years, I have done the Holocaust, because when my generation dies, there is no one left that has firsthand knowledge about the Holocaust. But this year, I have thought about it in listening to you read the Declaration of Independence and following the politics of what has happened to our country over the last 8 years. I have decided that this year my students will write their research paper on the Constitution.
We'll
start with the Declaration of Independence and then go on to the Constitution. And when they did the Holocaust, I gave them each a section of the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
So they would learn not just about the concentration camps, but about the gypsies and the handicapped and the homosexuals and
right. All
of that. And then I would always give one group a current day, for example, Darfur last year and the year before,
mm-hmm.
to see how it happens still. And I think that too many of our students, too many of our Americans don't really know, can't even repeat the Declaration of Independence and know virtually nothing about our Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think how tragic, and I've always told my students that apathy is the greatest killer of all.
Yep.
And so I think it behooves me as a school teacher to let our children understand what a wonderful thing was given to us.
Yes. Sharon, marvelous. I salute you and thank you. Thank you for sharing that, and good on you. I mean, that's marvelous. Hang on just a second here. Michael in Monterey, California, listening to KRXA. Hey, Michael, what's up? Michael, you're on the air. Michael's not on the air. Okay. Bill in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air, listening on KPHX.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Bill.
Tom, that gentleman that suggested he was going to hang his flag upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made a sign when the Supreme Court broke the Constitution in 2000 that said impeach Bush Cheney, and on that sign is an inverted flag. It's not upside down. It's inverted as a sign of distress. Outside my home, my cloth flag.
Well, wait a minute. What's the difference between inverted and upside down? You mean a mirror image?
Well, what people see is an upside down flag, and they take it as a sign of being against the flag.
Right.
But instead, it's a call to distress, as you say.
Right.
And that gentleman making people aware of the distress that his country's in is admirable. People approach me all the time about my inverted flag and say, why do you hang it upside down? And I tell them now, here's the difference.
Yeah.
You see an upside down flag. I see a flag inverted to show distress.
Yeah, here's something really interesting, Bill. You know, the stars on the flag are five-pointed stars, and so there's a right side up and an upside down.
I'm aware of the evil connotation you're going to bring to it, Tom, but...
No. I'm not going where you think I am, Bill.
Okay.
Go to GOP.org, the Republican Party's official website.
Yeah.
And you will notice that starting in the year 2000, when Bush was appointed to the United States presidency, the GOP has turned the flags on the elephant logo upside down.
Right.
So there's an upside down flag, essentially. The stars from our flag, the five-pointed stars from our flag, are upside down on the Republican elephant.
But ideally,
and have been for 8 years. And I would say that that's a sign of crisis as well. Not that the GOP is claiming crisis, but that they're causing one.
But ideally, Tom, what I'm getting at is The time has come for us individually to take a stand.
Yeah.
And there is no better place to take a stand than where you're standing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's got to, in order to overcome what we must overcome, we need to be vigilant.
Yeah, very, very well said, Bill. And you know, lest we slide into the world of cliche, but you're spot on, and I honor what you're doing. Tess in Portland. Hey, Tess.
Oh, hi, Tom. I didn't hear you read the Declaration of Independence, but I'm sure I would have wept as your other callers say they did. My idea is this. I'm going to call the Democratic National Committee and ask that they have a reading of the Declaration of Independence at the convention in Colorado this August. And I would invite your other readers to do, or your listeners to do the same thing. Because I think we have to declare that we as a party are going back in the direction of supporting the Constitution.
Yeah, spot on. Great idea, Tess. Thank you very much. Jan in Riverside, California. We got a minute here before we got to wrap up the show, Jan. What's up?
Hi, Tom. I the passion that you've raised in me and what I just heard from you is overwhelming. I not only am going to stand on the corners at the election with my signs of Take Back America, I'm going to do it now on a weekly or daily basis. That's what you've done to me today, was to bring that back. I also want to let you know that that book that you read from, I had no idea you had written it. I'm going to pass those out this weekend. I'm going to go buy mine. And I'm going to buy others, Tom, to hand out, because I think you are the best thing that's happened to this country. I cannot get enough of your radio station.
Well,
thank you so much for what you do to me.
Thank you, Jan, and thank you very much for listening. I appreciate your kind words. And thanks, everybody, so much for listening. It's so appreciated. It really and truly is. And the bottom line, you know, the ultimate thing, that if there's a carry-home message to any of this and all of this, it's that it's not enough to just vote anymore. We have to get involved in the political process. We have to infiltrate the Democratic Party and take it over. This isn't about becoming good Democrats. This is about being patriots on this 4th of July week. Don't ever forget, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there. Get active. Have a great week.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is going to be the year of change. And we're not just talking about changing the tires. We're talking about changing the entire direction our country is headed in. Even John McCain, Bush loyalist, is telling us he's actually a secret change agent in disguise. So isn't it time to change your sources of information as well? Accept this offer from The Nation magazine. 4 issues of America's widest read weekly journal of opinion, absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. You'll love the fierce urgency of The Nation's reporting. Editor Katrina Vandenheuvel and writers like John Nichols and Jeremy Scahill will change your perspective on politics forever. 4 weeks of The Nation, free, then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write, no thanks on the invoice. You are the reader we have been waiting for. So call 800-999-6863, that's 800-999-6863, or go to readthenation.com.
My Dish Now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on 2 TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now, 1-800-610-7657, 1-800-610-7657.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics, brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party. This program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. Talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. Now that gas and oil prices are in record territory, average folks are rethinking just how they feel about oil drilling and the environment.
$4 gas has more people saying that expanding oil drilling and building new power plants is a higher priority than conserving energy. A new Pew Research Center poll found nearly half of those surveyed support greater energy development. That's a double-digit jump from the 35% that felt that way in February. The survey found the shift toward energy development was across the political spectrum and included Democrats, liberals, and independents. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A lot of people are holding off on buying cars and trucks these days. Ford just announced its U.S. sales in June were down by almost 28%. This is Ford spokesman Jim Farley.
Given the high degree of uncertainty, it's difficult for us to say whether the economy has reached a low point. But we don't obviously expect significant improvement.
Toyota and GM sales were also down last month, but ironically, because GM sales were down less than investors had predicted, it sparked a slight turnaround on Wall Street, with the Dow now up by about 20 points. Barack Obama is having to answer more questions about the comments made this weekend by Wesley Clark on CBS's Face the Nation about John McCain. Obama was in Ohio to talk about the issue of faith, but reporters wanted to know what he thought about Clark's statements.
The fact that somebody on a cable show or on a news show like General Clark said something that was inartful about Senator McCain, I don't think is probably the thing that is keeping Ohioans up at night.
Meanwhile, John McCain praised Obama's decision to criticize the Supreme Court for outlawing the death penalty for child rapists.
I'd like to think that this signals a change of heart on his part about his votes against the confirmation of two of the four dissenters in the case.
McCain is preparing to head to Mexico and Colombia. This is AP Radio News. Getting Iraq's government to move more quickly may be easier said than done for the next president.
I'd like to think that this...
The Bush administration's latest progress report is upbeat, showing satisfactory efforts on 15 of